So we are picking up on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're 12 lines from where it starts to get wide on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We are the last words Amar Rav Tanchum. So remember what the Gemara is trying to do right now. We had a rule that said that you can't have where you're going to either start laning and you're going to finish less than three psukim in, or you're going to finish and there's going to be less than three psukim left. And then we brought up the whole question about Rosh Chodesh. How do we handle Rosh Chodesh? Because the way that the number of psukim, it doesn't work out numbers-wise. The Gemara had brought a proof from Moadim that they would read the Moadim, which in the beginning of Bereishis, it was five psukim. That's what we're holding right now. Right now, we're just trying to figure out, what do we do on Rosh Chodesh? How are we going to figure out what to do? So, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Tanchum. That the halacha is like the Yeshom. The Yeshom had said that if you find yourself where you're reading five psukim, so he said the first one should read three psukim, the next one should read two, and go into and then and the Tana Kama said that you go in one pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Levi said you got to read three psukim into the next one. So that's what we paskin, that if you have to go further, you're supposed to read three psukim in. Don't just stop one pasuk into the new parak. Okay. Just like you don't begin, we say that you can't start less than three psukim in, because again, we're afraid that people that are going to be coming in late are going to think that the person before only laying two psukim. So too, when you're finishing, you can't finish less than three psukim with three psukim left, because we're afraid someone's going to leave early and he's going to say, well, it must be that they're only going to be laying two psukim. So Gemara asks, Pshita, why do you have to say that? Hashto ma aschalta de kamekel, tanakama, machmir yeshomim. If, and we said just in the brisa before, we just said that if you have a situation where the tanakama said that they were going to be, the Tanakhama was more machmir because they said that you can't stop with two psukim left. And then the Yeshom said that you can go and do one more pasuk. And then the second Yeshom said that you got to read three psukim in. So if they were machmir in that situation, shir de machmir Tanakhama, lo kol shekhen de machmir Yeshom. So if you get a case where you're going to be finishing and you're going to have less than three psukim, where we say that they were machmir, they said that you can't be doing that. So for sure the Yeshom is going to agree that you can't be leaving with three psukim left. Why do you have to say that? So my answer is mild the same, but you might think it's different. When someone's leaving, when there's something left at the end, it's going to be different than when someone's coming in late. Why? Because mild the same, nichnasin shchichi, that it's very possible that you're going to have people that are coming in late. It happens all the time. Shabbos morning, people wake up late, they come into shul, it's going to be late. But once they get into the shul, yotzin lo shchichi, why? The people, once they come in, they're not going to leave early. Why? Because the manchi sefer Torah, v'nafki, because they're not going to, the Torah's laying there open. They're not going to walk out when the sefer Torah is open. People don't do that. Like, they're going to stay until the rest of the laning's done. So, kamash v'lon, so therefore we tell us that just like we say that you can't stop with three psukim, so you can't finish with three psukim, because, yes, we're afraid that people are going to end up leaving the shul early, and they're not going to realize that the person is going to be laning more than three psukim. But Tanakam, Maishna, Shira, Delo, Mishum Yotzin, Nichnas, Asluli, Nami, Gzer, Mishum, Anachnasin. What is it that Tanakama says that they said that the reason why you can't do in the beginning is because we're afraid of the people that are leaving? So in the beginning also we should make a Gzer like we said, because we're afraid of the people that are coming in, and they're not going to realize, they're going to say, well, wait a second, you only have two psukim here. You only laying two psukim beforehand? The Gemara says, no, it's different, because when someone's coming in late, what does he do? When someone comes into shul, he says, hey, whoa, what's going on? Like, he starts asking people, where are you holding? What's going on? You already laying? Do you only laying two psukim? They're going to correct him. They're going to say, no, of course we didn't lay two psukim. We did three psukim. So therefore, when they're coming in, they're going to ask questions. When they're leaving, people don't ask questions when they're leaving. When they want to leave shul, they just kind of, you know, they get out as quickly as they can. They don't want to make a scene for it. So that's what we got. Okay, so now, next. Shalchei Rabba Breid Rav Elu Rab Yosef. Hilchasamai, what is halacha now when it comes to Solomaitza? What do we do when it comes to the Mamodos? How are we going to do that? Because remember, the psukim didn't work out numbers-wise. So Shalachlei, Hilchasa Doleg. The answer is, he says, you go back, right, because you have five psukim. So what do you do? The question was, do you go back or do you split the pasuk in two? The halacha is, you go back and you're gonna repeat the pasuk over again. So he says, so too, it's the same thing. And that is where we're going to learn out now for Rosh Chodesh, that you go back and you read the pasuk over again. And that's how we solve the numbers issue. Then that's what we do. We go back, and the person who gets the second aliyah, they repeat the third pasuk over again, and then they finish laning. Okay, next part of the mission said, Zeh klal. Kol sheyesh bo musaf, that anything which has musaf. So the Mishnah said that you have four aliyahs. When you have a day that has musaf, you would have four aliyahs will be taking place. Gemara says, Ibai luhu, tainis tzibur kamba. How many people do you call up when you have a fast day going on? How many people are you going to be doing? So do you say, Rosh Chodesh Moed, the Ika Karban, Musaf, Arba? Do you say that Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, which have a Karban Musaf, you read four, Aval Hacha, Duleka, Karban Musaf, Lo, but maybe by a fast day where you don't have the Karban Musaf, you're not going to read, you're not going to do a fourth Aliyah. Oh, Dilma Hacha, Nami, Ika Musaf, Tfilah. Over here also, by even a fast day, you have extra Tfilos. What's the extra Tfilah that you have by a fast day? You have Anenu. We say Anenu, which is an extra Tfilah. So maybe you're going to say that the Anenu is considered to be like the Musaf, that you would call up four people when you lang. Tashma, we try to bring a proof. Rosh Chodesh and V'chol HaShemoed Karan Arba. We said in the Mishnah that on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed you lane four. So what does that mean? Habatayin is Sibur Gimel. But it's Mashma that by, it didn't say by fast day also. So it must be by fast day you're only going to lane three. That's what we have a proof that you only do three. So when it says, wait a second, that's not a proof. Ema Resha, look at the first part of the Mishnah. We said, B'sheni V'chamishu V'Shabbos B'mincha Karan Gimel. We said that on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha you lane three. So what does that mean? But it didn't say anything about a tainus. Hatainus Sibur Arba. So it must be that on the fourth, that on a fast day, you're going to lane four people are going to be called up to the Torah. So the Gemara says, El Mahal Lechel Mishmanei, you're not able to bring a proof one way or the other because the Mishnah, if you're reading into the Mishnah one, when you read it one way, it indicates three. You read another way, it indicates four. So you don't have a proof. So now we're going to bring another proof now from a story. Ooh, they got singing going on. Okay, we'll join them if they have snacks again. Okay, so Gemara says, Tashma. The Rav Ikla the Bavel behind the Sibur. Rav was in Bavel on a fast day. So what did he do? Kam Krab Sifra. So he got up. He got an Aliyah. He got up, and he was reading from the Torah. Pasach Baruch Chasim Velo Baruch. When he started, when he got up in the beginning, he made a bracha. He made the bracha for the Aliyah. When he finished, he did not make a bracha. Okay. So what does that mean? And then further, Nafal Kuliyama on Paihu, everyone else, when it came time for doing Tachanun, everyone fell down on their faces. Varavlo Nafal Allah Pei, and Rav did not fall down on his face. So that's the story that happened. So now we're going to try to bring a proof about a fast day, how many people get called to the Torah. So Michti, Rav Yisrael Kara. Rav was Yisrael, he wasn't a Kohen or a Levi, so he was reading, he must have been getting the third Aliyah, okay? He was being called up for Yisrael. My time of Chasim Lo Baruch, so what's the reason that he started, but he didn't, my time of Chasim Lo Baruch, so what's the reason that he didn't make a bracha when he finished? So the Gemara says, La Mishun Deboi Lemikri Achrina Vasre, isn't it because, remember, the original Takana was that the first person made a bracha and the last person made a bracha. No one else made a bracha in between. So if Rav didn't make a bracha when he finished laning, it must be why? Because there was still someone else that was coming after him. What do you see from that? Since Rav was Yisrael, he got the third Aliyah, it must be that on a fast day, you have four people that are getting an Aliyah. The Gemara says, no. This goes a little bit to what we were talking about last night about who can get the Aliyah when. Lo, Rav v'kahani kara. Rav got the first Aliyah. He got the Aliyah of Kohen. He was called up for Kohen. The Harav Huna kari v'kahani, because Rav Huna would read the Kohen also, because even though he wasn't a Kohen, but he was so chashuv that the Kohanim would defer their, they would give up the right that they had to be called up for Kahuna because they wanted to honor Rav Huna. So same thing with Rav now, that Rav was so chashuv that they wanted to give him the honor, so they said, you know what, you get the first Aliyah, you get the bracha of Kohen. And where do we see that? So Bishlam Rav, so Gemara says, Bishlam Rav Huna, Kari Bakahani, Bishlam, we could say that Rav Huna got the bracha of a Kohen, even though he wasn't a Kohen. Why? Dehafilu Rav Ami, Rav Asi, the Kahani Chashivi, the Arad Yisrael, because even Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were like the biggest Kohanim that there were in Eretz Yisrael, make of Kaifule Rav Huna. They deferred to Rav Huna because they held that Rav Huna was above them. So he was such an Adam Gadol, he was such a great person, that they deferred, that I can't think of the word. They took away. They gave up their rights to get the Aliyah for Kahuna. Relinquished. Thank you. Perfect. Okay. They relinquished their Kahuna, their honor they were supposed to be getting. I'm going to say it again. They relinquished it so that they could give it to Rav Huna. Elo Rav, but Rav, how can you say that he got the bracha of Kohen? Ha'ika Shmuel de Kahana Hava Udavarale. Remember, Rav and Shmuel were contemporaries, okay? Because they always argued with each other. So Shmuel and Shmuel was a Kohen. So Shmuel would have gotten the Aliyah. It wouldn't have been Rav. It would have been Shmuel that would have got the Aliyah, because apparently it was known that Shmuel was more was Rav deferred to Shmuel when they would be going into the base Medrash. He would like let him go first because he was deferring to him. So Gemara says, so how could you say that he was able to get the coin Aliyah? Gemara answers, Shmuel nami makeuf havikayef leila Rav. No, Shmuel was really, he was under Rav. Rav was more chashiv than Shmuel was, and it was us, Rav who da'avad le'bekavad, and Rav was just giving kavod to Shmuel. He was saying, go ahead, go into the base medrash first. But really, Rav was more chashiv, and that's why he was able to get the Aliyah of Kohen. V'chi avid le'befanav, and the only time that he honored him was when they were together. When they were together, he said, please, Shmuel, go into the base medrash before me. But Shalav upon of Lo Avilei. But if he wasn't with him, then he didn't give him that honor, and therefore he was able to get the bracha of Kohen. And then Gemara says, Hachanai Mistarba Rav Kahani Kara, and it makes sense to say that in this story that we read, that Rav was reading the Kohen. Why? Because if you're going to say that Rav was getting Yisrael, the Funeha, my time of Arich. If he was really the third person that was being called up, why would he have made a bracha beforehand? Because remember, the first person made the bracha and the last person made the bracha. That's it. You didn't make anyone, so why would he make the bracha? Then the story says that he made a bracha beforehand. So it must be that he was doing the bracha of Kohen. The Gemara answers, no, that's not a relach or takana. It was talking about after the takana when each and every person would get up and make an aliyah, make a bracha. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So then afterwards, he should also be making a bracha. Why did he not make a bracha afterwards? Gemara answers, Shani Heich the Yasid Rav Demayal Eilib. That's different when Rav was there. Because when Rav was there, when people were there, they would not leave early because they were so like, you see Rav, they were so amazed that Rav was there. So there wasn't a worry that he was going to be leaving early. So therefore, he didn't have to recite, he didn't have to say the bracha after doing, because the whole reason we did it was afraid that people were going to be leaving. He wasn't worried about that. Tashmam, we're going to bring you another proof. Zaklal, kol sheyeshbo bitul melacha la'am. If you ever have something where there's a bitul melacha going on, meaning that the people are not working, so you go on Tanya Sibur with Tisha B'Av, like if you have on Tanya Sibur and Tisha B'Av, again, it's interesting. Nowadays, Tisha B'Av, most people don't, certainly up until Chatzos, again, not halachically, but if a city accepted that no one works, then you're not allowed to work. But nowadays, a lot of people don't go to work anyway because they have all these programs that go on. But on a fast day and a Tisha B'Av, Karin Gimel, you have three people that lane, and Vishayimba B'Tum Malach Halam, but if you don't have people that are that are giving them late to go, keep going Rashi Chadashi, Chalosh Moed, where they're not going to work, like on which days, like Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, Karin Dalet, then you're going to read that, then you read four people. And why is Rosh Chodesh considered to be a day that you don't go to work? So the Rashi says, because the women, Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov for women. My wife does not do laundry on Rosh Chodesh, because they were rewarded since when Aaron wanted to get the gold. When the people wanted Aaron and Kohen to build them an egel, so the husbands went to their wives and says, give us your gold, and they refused to do it. So as a reward for that, Hashem gave them a reward that Rosh Chodesh is like a Yom Tov for them, that they don't work, whatever, working less than they normally do. So that's why it's considered a Yom Tov, and so there's not a worry that as many people have to go to work, so you lay four people. So Gemara says, Shema Amina, so you hear from there, we see that a tainus, a fast day, it said that you only do three people, you don't do four people. So again, we'll finish up. So Gemara says, wait a second, I'm Rav Ashi, Anan Lo Tanan Hachu, we didn't learn that, because we learned Zeklal, Kol Yom Shiesh Bamosef Enu Yom Tov, Karn Arba, Lasuye Mai, what's it coming to include? Lav Lasuye, Tainus Sira V'Tisha B'Av. We said that there's a cloud, right? We said before, whenever it says Zeh HaKlal, it's coming to include something. So what's it coming to include? It must be including a fast day that you're going to be doing four. So how can you say you do three? And it says, Rav Ashi Masnis Imani. Who's our mission going to be going like? Lo Tana Kama V'Lo Reb Yossi. The Tanya, Chal Yos V'Sheni V'Chamishi. If let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or a Thursday, Karin Gimel, Maftir Echad. So you have three people that get an aliyah, and then you do the Maftir that we do on Tisha B'Av. And Bashlishi Ravi, Kari Echad, Maftir Echad. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, then you have one person laying, and one person gets a bracha, and one person does the Maftir. So you see from there that on a fast day, it's only three people that are going to get an aliyah. So who's that mission going like? Because it's not four, it's only three. Velakash is a klaus. So if that's the case, then this whole thing we said, remember, that Zah Klal was coming to include something. What's it coming to include? So Gemara answers, and then we'll finish with this. Lo, Lasir Rosh Chodesh Moed. It's coming to include Rosh Chodesh Moed. And the Gemara says, Bai Bahab Hadik Tani La. We said, Beferish in the mission, it already said, Barashi Chodesh Moed Karan Arba. We already said that it's including that it said beferish that you're going to do on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol Moed you do four. So what's that klal? What's it coming to include then? My answer is Simana ba'alma yavi. It was just giving a sign. That what does that mean? The lo tema yamtiv chol moed ki adadi ninu. You shouldn't say that Chol Moed and Yamtiv are the same thing. Why? Because they're different, right? You're able to do work on Chol Moed. You're not able to do it on Yamtiv. And Elonakon high klal of Yudecha. And this is when it says Zak klal. It's coming to say this is what the rule is. What is the rule? That every single time you have an addition, some additional thing that is more chamor, that's stricter than the day before, then we say that you're not able to. Then we say that you add on an aliyah. And what does that mean? Nakud high kol biyadach. Called the tafilei milsa mechavre tafilei garva yisera. That any day that you have that is more strict than the day before it, you add on one person for the aliyah. And the Gemara says, how do you do it? Hilchach Rosh Chodesh and Moed deika karban musaf karnarva. So Rosh Chodesh and Moed, which have a karban musaf, which is more than a regular day, you do four aliyahs. Yamtif to Aser Basiyas Malacha Chamisha. When you have Yamtif, which you're not allowed to do any work at all, so again, that's one step more than Rosh Chodesh, right? Because you could work on Rosh Chodesh, you can't work on Yamtif. So then we do five people get called up. Yom Kippur, the Anish Kares, Shisha. On Yom Kippur, where if you do Malacha, it's not just you're doing an Avera, but you get an Anish Kares, which is very Chamor, you add on one more Aliyah, which is six. And finally, Shabbos, the Ika Isra Askila Shiva. Shabbos, which you have the Isra Askila, if you do a Malacha, that's even stricter than Yom Kippur, then we call up seven people. Okay, we will stop here.